always some fascinating conversation going on at the Detroit Economic Club. That will be the case on the 26th of this month. Jim Hanning, Koch Industries Executive Vice President and CEO of Enterprises, is going to be on hand. The topic, by the way, the role of business creating value in society. And Jim joins us now. Jim, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Steve. Thanks. Nice to be with you.
Always a pleasure, sir. And you know what? Can't help but notice, doing a little bit of research, you began your brilliant career with Koch back in 1998. And, you know, I would imagine, Jim, and maybe you'll discuss this at the Detroit Economic Club, when you are at the top of a major corporation, if you will, like you are, the expectations, especially maybe now more than ever, a little demanding, are they not?
Well, there's no doubt there's high expectations, but like any organization, we've got a great group of people and a lot of capability, and you know, for all of us, we're spending our time figuring out how to make people's lives better and creating value through mutual benefit, and that's the time we put in.
Well, it seems as though more and more larger corporations even bring in the term conglomerates there, Jim. Owe it to society to give a little something back. Is that the way you see it as well?
Well, as I said, our view is really a long-term view of how we create value in society, and we think about doing that by helping people improve their lives, providing them products and services they value more highly than their alternatives, and doing that responsibly and consuming fewer resources. So our view generally is the only way we can contribute to society is by creating value based on mutual benefit, where to the extent that we make lives better for our customers, our employees, our vendors, and the communities we work in, then we also generate value for the company. And that's really the win-win mindset we bring to everything we do. So I think to your question directly, yes, that encompasses giving back in our communities from the perspective that we're an employer, and we make a difference by creating value in those communities.
Certainly, Jim, the bottom line is, and always has been, important. You mentioned something that I think more companies are taking a look at, and that is, you know, the treatment of their employees. Because let's face it, it is the plasma of any success of any company or what have you. And, you know, I appreciate you saying that because, again, here it is 2019 and there are, you know, many companies that, you know, quite frankly, look at employees as numbers. And it's nice to know you guys don't.
Well, look, Steve, I appreciate that comment. And I'll tell you, the way we think about it is really we need to create an environment where our employees can find their innate capabilities and really then create opportunities for them to use those capabilities to create value. And from that, we hope they get fulfillment in their work and in their lives. And we're constantly trying to be an organization of lifelong learners, building new capabilities and finding new opportunities to apply those to. And that really is directly to what we would call the self-actualization of our employees.
All right, Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much. Again, you are going to be able to hear his thoughts going on at the Detroit Economic Club on February 26th. It will begin at 11:30 in the morning with the reception, 12 noon lunch, the program getting underway at 12:35. Jim, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
You better believe it. Jim Hanning, Koch Industries Executive Vice President and CEO of Enterprises, with us here on the Paul W. Smith Show at 760 WJR.